This week, the Old Testament scripture comes from the book of Psalms, and it is Psalm 1. I want to share something with you before I read Psalm 1. This is Valentine's Day weekend, and intimacy is a very important part as we celebrate Valentine's Day or the gift of love. The intimacy of any relationship is a function of both the amount of time spent together and the quality of what is accomplished or shared in that time. Parents and children, if they spend 3 hours together, it is great. But if those 3 hours are spent watching television, the time doesn't establish intimacy. The psalmist suggests that an intimate relationship with God grows out of both the quality and the quantity of time that we spend focusing on Him, Him being God. Do you intentionally and consistently spend time alone with God? You hear me say that in church an awful lot, even on the online service, you know. You can spend time with God anywhere, anytime. Just say, "Oh, Daddy, I want to spend some time with you. I got some things I want to share with you. Can I crawl up on your lap and share those things?" And He'll say, "Come on up, child." Well, Psalm 1, New Living Translation. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with scoffers, but they delight in doing everything the Lord wants. Day and night they think about His law. They are like trees planted along a river bank, bearing fruit each season without fail. Their leaves never wither. In all they do, they prosper. But this is not true of the wicked. They are like worthless chaff or chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 1. Have a wonderful day.